this GoFundMe page that you guys have partnered with others to create. How did it come about?
Well, I have two really good friends who are ER doctors. My friend Howard Greller, Dr. Howard Greller, is who I literally have been friends with since we were 18. He's a senior ER doctor at St. Barnabas in the Bronx. And another friend of mine is an ER doctor at Scripps in San Diego. And both of them have, on a daily basis, just been telling me how what a nightmarish situation is developing with the intensity of the spike that they're getting with COVID patients and the terrifying exposure that they and their teams are being subjected to. And this whole, you know, worst case scenario where our frontline healthcare responders who are going to save the lives of a lot of us themselves get sick because they don't have the right protective gear, and our emergency room and hospital capacity gets cut in half by doctors and nurses getting sick. This is truly a nightmare. And I think my own personal anxiety about the safety of my friends drove me to really think about, like, how can people broadly, how can we all help with this problem?
Ryan, what specifically will the fund supply?
So the biggest blocker, one of the biggest blockers here, is actually going to be an air cargo capacity. So what a lot of people don't know is that 50% of the world's air cargo travels in the belly of passenger planes. And those passenger planes are all grounded right now because of the pandemic. So with Atlas, we've leased a 747. And with United, it's a super innovative deal. We actually got them to give us a Dreamliner passenger plane for $125,000. United gave us an incredible deal. I have to really thank United for that. And Atlas also gave us a great discount. So for $125,000, we can actually shuttle three planes a week to the places where this product is made and get it in much faster.
I think the idea, Linda, that, like, we have to do everything we can to protect them so they can keep protecting us. I think what's really important is some people hear these numbers and they say, God, $125,000, that's still a lot to move a big plane,
right,
et cetera. What can I really do? But I think it's really important to, I mean, at GoFundMe, you know, we've seen over $3 billion a year gets donated in under $100 donations. And I think it's really important for people to hear that the breakdown, it, you know, it's 6,000 people. Think about how many people in New York City are going to need to go to an emergency room or know someone who's going to need to go to an emergency room. Mm-hmm. 6,000 people donating $20 pretty much pays for one of these flights. And that's massive volumes of equipment that we can get. And if we look at ourselves that way as a big mass of people who really can, kicking in $20 a piece, we really can make a difference. We can compress the time of getting millions of these units from 6 weeks down to 2 weeks. And it's always psychologically hard when things at this scale are happening for people to think, what can I really do? Mm-hmm. And does my $20 really make a difference? In this case, it really will.
So if people want to help, how can they donate?
On GoFundMe, it's called the Frontline Responders Fund. Frontline Responders Fund on GoFundMe. If you can look at my Twitter, you can look at Arnold Schwarzenegger's Twitter. It's all over.
And it's such a great point that so many feel that they can't do much other than stay home, that there really is a way that you can reach out and make a real difference.
Yeah. And can I say, too, I think, like, we're in these very, you know, politically divisive moments. This so easily transcends any kind of political conversation. Mm-hmm. Nobody doesn't want to support our doctors and our medical teams. Nobody. Everybody's going to need them. You know, we have Republican senators and Democratic congressmen and who are getting, and, you know, infected Prince Charles. It's like this is apolitical, yeah, in the sense of who's going to get touched by it. We're all going to get touched by it, and we're all going to need brave doctors, nurses, and support staff in hospitals taking care of us and our loved ones. So I really do think everybody can get behind this without any hesitation.
Edward Norton and Flexport CEO Ryan Peterson, thank you so much for talking to us about this.
Yeah, thanks for the time, Linda.
Thanks, everybody. Please get out there and help us out.